Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish Feast of Tabernacle was near. When his brothers had gone up for the feast, he himself also went up, but not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ?" But we now know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but I came from the one who sent me. Whom you know, whom you do not know, it is true. But I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Technology is great, except when it is not. I'll just speak louder. So, Jesus' time had not yet come. Okay, that makes sense. But what about my time? What about yours? How does that make us feel? We're not sure when our time is. And sometimes, at least for me, that can make me a little nervous. I'm not sure when God is going to go, "Okay, Jay, here we go. I'll take you now." We just don't know when that will happen. But there is a good part to that. Just because we don't know doesn't mean it's not going to be a great and glorious thing. Just because I don't know when God is going to tap me on the shoulder and call me, hopefully, to heaven, it's an okay thing. Because I think God's got a handle on things. God will take me at my time. God will take you, will take all of us at our time. And that we should be joyful for. For even though we don't know, God knows.
Amen.